Welcome to In With Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of .edu, and I'm really excited to dig in with you today. Ours thought paper, Ruku Ayansun. Remember, my goal here is to neutrally present what the research says, not to promote any one view or approach. Okay, so let's start with the big question at the heart of this. Why do many of us, especially within indigenous communities, leave with this deep sense of not being good enough? And would it take to heal at the roots, not the is more than an individual struggle, it's something shaped by generations of history, culture, loss, identity, belonging, and the impact it's profound mental health everywhere, not just for Maori and Pacific peoples, but really for anyone resonating this of anxiety, inadequacy, the question is huge. Right now, the paper's Ruku Ayansun introduces an unusual and pretty refreshing metaphor. Anxiety is weed, not just a flower growing in the wrong place, but a weed whose roots are tangled deep in our past, our relationships, our culture, and our experiences. If you just offer weed at the top, what happens? It comes back again and again. That's the central argument here, treating the anxious feelings or symptoms like mowing down the leaves. But unless we trace those roots, that sense of enough, all the way down to their origins, we keep finding ourselves stuck. So, catching my breath here, the paper takes us through the Te Uta Ma O Te Ora framework. That's a Maori health model. Actually, an extension of an earlier four-pillar model, now expanded to nine dimensions. Each dimension represents a different area of wellness: spiritual, mental, and emotional, physical, relationships, digital well-being, financial health, food, time, environment. It's honestly sort a moment to realize just how many layers shape who we are and how we feel, right? Focusing in three of these dimensions, special attention in the paper. First, Aha Hinengaro, which is about mental and emotional processing. That's where we look those inner beliefs, that negative self-talk, those feelings that can sometimes seem endless. Then you have Taha Wairua, spiritual wellness, reconnecting to something bigger, a purpose or spirituality, whatever that for. And Taha Wānau, relational well-being, healing, the wounds that maybe began decades or even generations ago in our families or communities or at large. Here's where it gets really cool. Instead of just on mental strategies, the paper talks about what it calls dimensional autophagy. Kind of a mouthful, but basically, it's the idea that just like our bodies break down and recycle old, damaged cells, we can learn to metabolize and release those beliefs and hurts that no longer serve us. We stop carrying those heavy inherited of inadequacy wherever we go. Is there an app for that? Just kidding. Only right, adding even more, there's the Maramataka, the Maori Luna, which is used here as a guide to healing rhythms. Sometimes we're to dig up those roots, sometimes we need to rest or plant new seeds in their place. Healing isn't linear, and this really made pause. How often do we expect quick fixes when actually healthy change in cycles? One more thing. The paper takes the risk of grounding theory, the author's life. There's this personal narrative tracking the not good enough weed from school through never quite belonging, not quite here or there, and it's not just a story. It argues that personal narrative is data. It kind of flips the usual idea its head, right? Some reason I'm now about dandelions. Those things get everywhere. You pull one up and there's 100 more. Anyway, sorry, just a random thought. It's important to remember, as always, I'm just presenting paper's findings. This isn't a universal to anxiety or to mental health more generally. What this tries to offer, though, is a way to see yourself with compassion, to look anxiety as not just a flaw or a broken part of you, but as outcome of really sometimes painful histories that can be traced, understood, and maybe transformed. Maybe listeners out there might see flickers of your here, or maybe you're hearing this and feeling totally, that's valid too. Whether relate the not good enough narrative or have your own version of anxiety, this research invites us to look deeper, to learn from indigenous ways of knowing, to honor the spiritual and relational parts of, not just the mental ones. Healing can be slow and, you know, that's okay. Thanks for joining me today on Depth with Academia. You can read full paper by Ruku Ayansun for even more details. Remember, these are insights explore, not answers to hold. Keep questioning, keep reflecting, and as always, keep learning. Hope to see you again time.